This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And this is
Hard Factor. And there is no one that does it better.
Right now, yeah.
Nobody does it better.
I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something right now.
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare.
And I'm not a racist. And I'm always cheering. Oh, yeah.
Episode 1437 of Hard Factor. It is Wednesday, April 10th, 2024. Thank you for cheating on the news with us. 80-ish percent accuracy guaranteed here on this podcast. Everything you need to know in 40 minutes or less. But if you need more, go to patreon.com/hardfactor. That's how you get more. Today, Wes has a very unlucky but also extremely lucky woman to tell us about.
Yeah, it's weird. I guess it's a good thing, but it's also a very bad thing. So, yeah, you'll find out.
So, like a German word for that, probably. So, it's got.
Yeah, probably. Probably some
Kindersnatch.
Ancient, sane.
Yeah.
Something like that. Mark's got a couple of ghoulish crime tales for us.
Yeah. Ooh-hoo. This would be a good segment for like late October, well, like Halloween style. Yeah.
But it's April, so maybe like spring and fall, like it's kind of like there's something in the air.
It's true. People. Like the flowers and blooming and then the death.
Right, the changing of the seasons makes people get ghoulish.
Yeah.
All right, we'll talk about it. And then I've got all of the bloopers from the eclipse, the total eclipse that came across the United States this week, packaged up, ready to talk about at the end. There's some really good ones, strong bloopers. Also a few sad ones, so.
Dude, look how fucked up my eyes got. Look at this. Oh, my God. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you had fun. I got a few texts today because Wes scared some people.
Perfect.
Leukemia?
My eyes are fine.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Good. Yeah, but you had fun. Most people had fun. We'll talk about it. It was just there was a couple bumps in the road for some during the total.
Eclipses are like trying to like deep fry your first turkey. There's gonna be some funny videos to come out of like off Thanksgiving, people deep frying turkeys, or you know, fireworks on 4th of July, similar thing.
Right. A lot of like big gestures were performed, and the news is matriculating.
A lot of practice, although just like not looking at the sun is how you do it. But yeah, not a lot of practice because you don't have a lot of eclipses, right? Like the turkey.
I've got a lot of practice looking at the sun. I'm always looking at the sun when I'm doing weddings.
Oh, that's true.
So my eyes are eclipse ready.
Yeah. Just staring up there. Check it out. Like, what's my light like? Yeah. It's still the sun.
Oh, you're like still a worker too bright. With like the calloused hands, but with your eyes.
Yeah. So I'll be blind in 20 years and deaf because of the speakers and the DJ.
Right. ACL's blown out because of the weight of the cameras.
Yep. Yeah, it's good. It's a good profession. Get into it.
Yeah. Hey, Landon in the live chat says, salute to Eric, producer Eric, for the last couple of days. That's Eric with a CK, by the way. He has filled in fantastically.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Eric's the man.
He's a rock star. Okay, well, let's just get into it then, shall we?
We shall.
Okay, guys, this is 39-year-old Lisa Monk. From College Station. She's a wife. She's a mother of two. And as you can see in this picture, she's got, nice curly hair there. But in 2022, Lisa's world was turned upside down for absolutely no reason at all. Okay? Zero reason. In 2022, she was having abdominal pains. And she was like, I think these are kidney stones. She's like, I eat a lot of salt. I eat a lot of sugar. I love salt and sugar. I bet you I've kidney stoned myself. So she went in to have a CT scan. Sure enough, she was right. The doctors were like, you should be a doctor. You knew exactly what was wrong with you. And she's like, yeah, salt and sugar. I knew it. Kidney stones. But on that CT scan, they also saw something that was alarming. They saw a large mass on Lisa's spleen. And they eventually were like, we need to get this mass off your spleen, Lisa. So they did. In January 2023, she had an operation and they removed the mass. And this is when Lisa's nightmare started. So in addition to dealing with the kidney stones and the spleen surgery, doctors wanted to make sure the mass they removed wasn't too serious, right? Wasn't something that they should be worried about. So they sent it to three different pathology labs. Nothing turned up. But when they sent it to a fourth lab, that lab was like, hold on, this woman has a very rare and terminal form of cancer called clear angiosarcoma, which is a blood vessel cancer. And so Lisa was like, of course, you just, you know, you had to send it to a fourth lab, didn't you? And they're like, well, you know, we wanted to be sure. And then they told her that she had 15 months to live, which was obviously devastating to the 39-year-old mother of two. Here's her family right there. There's her husband. There's Lisa with long hair. You know, she's got a teenage son, a younger daughter, beautiful family. Yeah. And
that's a tough diagnosis.
Yeah, very tough. At 39, terrible. So she was with her mom when the doctor told her she had this cancer. And after she dropped her mom off, she said, quote, after I dropped my mom off at home, I went down to the river and I prayed because I wasn't ready to go home and tell my husband, which is obviously a tough thing to tell your husband. She said, when I didn't come home immediately, he thought someone had kidnapped me. And luckily she wasn't kidnapped. Unluckily, she had to tell him that she had cancer. So that was the first good news, bad news.
What a
scenario.
Roller coaster! Yeah, yeah. This guy's like, what's yeah. emotions. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you're Whoa. Safe. Yeah, but I'm safe, but I have cancer. And then she said that she had to go home and, you know, talk to her kids. She had to tell all of her coworkers, her family, that hey, I might not be around in a year, and that was tough, right? But she told her kids, look,
that's a tough one. Yeah,
it's a tough one. She told her kids, look, I'm going to fight this thing. She said her eldest son took it the hardest and her little girl was good at hiding her feelings. But I found out from her teacher that she was overwhelmed about it at school. So whole family's devastated. Right. And she lost all of her hair. Okay, yeah. So right after they diagnosed her with this cancer in March 2023, she was hospitalized immediately and she started her very first round of a very aggressive chemotherapy. Which, as you know, chemotherapy can be extremely tough on the body. She lost all of her hair. Her skin became like silvery. She was vomiting. It was basically like she had cancer.
You said she has cancer, 15 months left to live.
Blood cancer. But then in April, just a month later, after several rounds of chemo, she went in for a checkup and said this. She said, quote, I saw the nurse practitioner first and she asked me about my symptoms. She was scrolling on the computer while she was talking to me. All of a sudden, she just stops talking and has this look on her face. She turned to me and looked completely horrified and told me she needed to get the doctor and then ran out of the room. She left me alone for about 15 minutes. The doctor came back in and he said a lot of medical lingo to me. And then he said, guess what? You don't have cancer anymore. And she was like, this is amazing. The chemo worked. That was quick. You know, that was,
yeah,
this chemo stuff's that's amazing. Medical
better than advertised. Whoa.
Yeah. Right. But then she realized that the doctor wasn't telling her that the cancer was gone. He was telling her that she never had cancer to begin with.
What was it? A baby she had going on?
No. They just, the pathology lab fucked up. And,
wrong. Wow. She didn't have the blood cancer at all.
She didn't have any cancer at all.
What was the big mass? Nothing?
It was a, they said it was, hang on, I have it there.
Some type of tumor that she just got cut off.
It was all her sugar and her salt.
Her spleen was going to rupture, which is why it had a mass on it. It was just blood vessel activity, no cancer.
Wow.
She needs to change her diet or whatever.
She needed the spleen to be gone, but she didn't have 15 months to live. She had the rest of her life to live because she didn't have cancer.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and what's really fucked up is that she says that the first pathology report, I guess, was the one that was incorrect after all, and that had the doctors just looked at this pathology report, she never would have had to undergo any of this chemotherapy. They would have been like, whoa, what are you doing? You know, they didn't check their work, and they just sent her off to chemotherapy for no fucking reason at all. And, you know,
like you said in the beginning, technically this is better if it were like then the other way around where they like let her know 14 months down the road that she only has a month to live because they didn't catch the, but
right.
But the emotional damage and such probably.
Right. But what and what's fucked up too, yeah. So she had to tell everyone she was dying. Yeah. Now she has to be like, hey, guess what? I'm not dying.
She looks
dying,
like a fucking liar, is what she looks like. Like constantly changing her stories and not her fault, but
she had lost all of her hair. She had to undergo like all these like well, you know, needles.
She probably can win a lawsuit now against the lab, right? I mean the lab that
she's claiming that she's still paying medical bills and that she couldn't get any of her bills dismissed. So this is, she said she wrote goodbye letters to her grandchildren, and all this other shit. And she said she looked like she had cancer because she was going through chemo.
Right.
Yeah.
That's tough.
She says her insides are cooked also because of this chemo. So she's definitely,
and she doesn't trust doctors anymore.
Right. Yeah. Definitely never going back to the doctor.
Yeah.
But it's a good thing because she doesn't have cancer. So at least she's off on the right foot. With
and she's going probably going to get a multi-million-dollar settlement out of this.
Yeah.
I would think.
Yeah, for sure.
But as of this article, which came out today, she's still fighting and paying medical bills on the cancer and the chemo treatment that she never had to begin with. So that's why it's like, you know, it's a good thing. It's also terrible. She didn't have cancer, but she went through chemo for no reason.
Yeah, you can't like untell your little kids and such.
Oh, the trauma is there. It's deep inside their bodies.
It's out of the box, right? You can't be like, I'm fine, and the world is a safe place, and nothing bad ever happens. Like Miss cancer diagnosis.
Yeah, don't worry about me.
It's going to change your worldview a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. You can't trust anything or anyone until you get that check.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Still, you'll never trust. I mean, right. You'll feel good about not trust. Then you're like empowered to be very distrustful.
Right. Well, then you can build your own house out in the middle of nowhere.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
You should get the private sub if she gets enough money for it.
Yeah.
I would hope she's going to get millions. This sounds like $1 million at least payday. You'd think when they put you through.
I'd certainly stop watching like doctor shows. Like if she was like a big Grey's Anatomy fan or anything like that, those are out the window.
I mean, you think she would have been able to diagnose herself with no cancer? She diagnosed the kidney stones. She should have. She should have known, really.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They made her look like a liar to her grandkids and all these other people. Like, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's like, it's not her fault at all. She should get the money, but she's like, you know, like almost like the woman who cried wolf in some circles now.
Probably. I wonder if it was April 1st when they went in for the checkup.
Ooh, tough. Producer Eric points out a good point. Probably a few people in the boat of injured from chemo, but you know, probably didn't need it.
Yeah, I was gonna play a video where basically she just explained the whole thing that I just did, and on the top of the video, it's she put a little thing. Has this happened to anyone else?
I'm sure.
Probably so, sadly.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. People get misdiagnosed all the fucking time. But to go through with like chemo, you better be fucking sure that your patient has cancer if you're going to put them through chemo. That's fucking, that's severe negligence.
Well, it seems like it was like a perfect storm because they diagnosed her with like a very aggressive blood cancer. Didn't give her a lot. Like, so they're like, we got to go Hail Mary right off the bat.
Yeah.
So they zapped the fuck out of her.
Yeah.
With chemo, like that they wouldn't probably do to a lot of people that when they're first trying to treat it, because they had to, because they misdiagnosed it so badly.
Yeah. They probably could have gotten away. They probably could have been like, yeah, the chemo worked. You're good. See you later.
They make her be in there. She's in their debt forever.
They should have gone with that. That doctor was way too honest. And now they got a big lawsuit on that.
He didn't think quick enough on his feet. Now he's
a combination of the aggressive chemo and God. It was a miracle. Yeah. So you're welcome.
Yeah. You're welcome, Lisa. We did it.
Damn. Fate is on your side this time.
Yeah.
No, I hope she gets a big lawsuit. She deserves it. It sucks for her and her family. That's terrible. Sierra Leone. You guys know where that is?
In Africa.
Yeah.
West Africa, in fact.
Yeah.
Right over there. That's where the region that came up with the Afrobeats, the style of music that the star musician who got April Fool's real bad by Kenya participates in.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Yeah. I still need to look that up.
DeVito. A lot of machetes. DeVito. In Sierra Leone.
They're like chopping to the beats. Mm-hmm. Turns
big
out it
machete country. Yeah.
Huge. Yeah. Turns out it's not just fun upbeat music that they're into in Sierra Leone, potentially to get them in the mood to have all night Afrobeats parties, they like to do drugs in Sierra Leone, hard drugs.
Yeah, well, that's a worldwide phenomenon. You know,
they're right on the coast in Africa. I mean, any coastal city probably going to be pretty good. Pretty
coastal city, yeah. Catchy music,
yeah,
and drugs go hand in hand.
You're listening to Afrobeats. You need,
you need to be up
vibe.
You need to be up all weekend.
What's their favorite drug?
Yes, good question. Specifically, it's a drug called Kush. Now, this isn't the Kush of the 90s,
Dang.
This is
Kush
yeah,
of
this,
today.
This isn't weed. Your daddy's Kush. This is a new Kush. Oh. This is, and the Kush consumption has gotten so out of hand that the Sierra Leone government has declared a state of national emergency. Now, Kush is awesome. It's going to get you hypnotically high for hours on end. You won't know what planet you're on. The downside is it's highly deadly, and one of the main ingredients of Kush is ground up human bone dust, which has led to a huge increase in grave robbings. And the state of emergency has now required armed military to guard every single cemetery because thousands of bodies have been dug up.
Wow. So it's Kush, but the snortable human bone kind has turned all of Sierra Leone into like a grave digger's paradise. Or like exactly. A grave digger's, I guess paradise, because they're digging up all the graves, yeah.
That's exactly what it is. Remember when back in the day when they were like Kush and like sometimes you'd hear like weed being laced with embalming fluid? Well, they've done it. They've gone
it's
and done it now.
Bones.
Yes, it's actual embalming fluid and bones. Apparently, thousands of tombs have been raided, but not by Lara Croft, mostly by ugly men that are okay with killing you on their products that they have to grind human bone into dust to make.
See, this isn't just some like bullshit that they're like, what exactly in human bones is the chemical that does anything?
Well, yeah, so there's other ingredients in Kush that typical ingredients
right
are cannabis, fentanyl, tramadol, formaldehyde, and of course the ground up bones, which I assume contain some levels of formaldehyde and other embalming fluids. Like what? I don't know the process of embalming. I looked up like embalming process. I think that if the longer the body is underground, the more the bones absorb the chemicals like formaldehyde and other things and embalming fluids. So
it's just fentanyl with human bone.
Yeah. It's just cool to snort bone. I think.
Right.
What?
Get boned.
All right. That's weird.
Yeah.
That's a weird one. Sierra Leone, that's fucking weird. I don't know if I'm going to look up DeVito's music anymore.
No, they need to chill with that. The kind of cool thing about Kush, doing Kush though, which has been only around for the last 6 years or so, is if you do too much of it, you will surely die, and then others at the party can turn your corpse into Kush, so the party goes on.
Right.
I'm reading that it's might be the sulfur content in bones, but they say that that the sulfur level in bones is not high, and smoking sulfur would result in highly toxic sulfur dioxide. So it could get you high if the bones were very dense, you know, full of sulfur. But
right, like a toxic high.
Maybe
gets. Everything else is so bad in Kush that they're trying to give you some calcium. And
right, it might save your life. The bone is the only thing that might keep you from dying.
Right, that's why only 2% of people that do it die. Sierra Leone President Julius Maada Bio, who looks like a serious fellow, he has set up a task force to eradicate the drug, and currently there's only one rehab facility in the capital city of Freetown. And it only has 100 beds, but you know, more than 100 people have died already on this thing, so
whoa,
not good.
It says it causes people to fall asleep while walking, mm-hmm. bang their heads against hard surfaces, and to walk in the moving traffic.
Yeah, but that's also the effects of fentanyl, right?
And so, it kills a dozen people each week and hospitalizes thousands in Sierra Leone. That's crazy.
Right. Yeah, it's a problem.
Top-tier junkie drug, says Adam Tizika on Facebook.
Yeah.
Get your hands on some Kush. Here's an image of a man on Kush.
That meme guy?
Yeah.
Where's that guy from?
I don't know.
He's just so hammered.
He just had a friend that was hilariously taking pictures of him. Got one more death crime story for you. 38-year-old Kentucky man Jesse E. Kipf, shown here, passed away in 2023 and was just waiting to get turned into Kush, much to the dismay of his ex-wife, who he owed over $100,000 in back pay child support to. Can't pay if you're dead.
Yeah, you can't.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's going to be my story.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might want to listen up. Oddly enough, his death certificate was made by a Hawaiian doctor in a Hawaiian government website, which is weird because he's from Kentucky and he owed all that money. So he wasn't like, living in Hawaii or vacationing in Hawaii for long periods of time. You're starting to piece it together.
He died. He died on a vacation he couldn't afford in Hawaii.
No, you see, it was Kip himself that was responsible. See, this is Kip at 39. I mentioned earlier that he was 38 when he died. This is Kip at 39.
Oh, okay.
And with some Kush junkies dig him up.
That's a mugshot. Yeah, that's a mugshot.
Forged the papers. Okay.
Yeah. So, 2 weeks ago, Kip pled guilty to faking his own death back in 2023 to get out of paying child support. The worst part of this is that Kip sounds like he has some computer skills and certainly some hacking skills. As he not only hacked into the Hawaiian medical and coroner's website with stolen credentials of doctors and certified a death certificate using a legit doctor's name, license, all of his credentials and all sorts of verifications. But then he did the same to several other state websites using credentials he stole of government officials.
Wow. It's a lot of work to never want to see your kids or pay for them ever again.
That's what I'm saying. He could have used his skills to make money to pay for his kids.
Yeah, but he could also use them to just avoid all of his responsibilities like he did. So
that's what he did. He then started to celebrate. He's like, well, now I don't have to pay for this kid, but I daddy wants his nut for himself, right? So he started hacking into all these government websites and collecting private data from the government websites, and then getting into third-party businesses, private businesses like hotel chains, and getting in to all of their data. And then he started to sell access to the secure networks using the stolen credentials he had, because why not?
Yeah,
there you go. Yeah, make some money. Well, yeah. Like you said, he needed to wet the beak, so to speak, there,
Exactly. So Kip, all told, he was facing up to 50 years, but he pled guilty. Like I said, a couple weeks ago, he caused, they're saying, $195,000 in damages from the stupid government websites that have to redo their security and the man hours that took to the labor to stop the bleeding and a lot of crap. And he does owe his wife $116,000 now. So if you tally it up, that's a little over $300,000 he owes.
Damn.
And he has to pay that back. And now he's facing 7 years instead of 50.
How many kids did he have?
On April 12th when he appears sentencing. I don't know. Maybe he just did earn a shitload of money and his monthly bill was really high.
Where'd they catch? Did he ever move out of Kentucky or did he just stay there?
He was definitely not in Hawaii.
He probably stayed in the same town.
He probably moved one town over, just out of the reach.
Yeah, doesn't look like he did a lot of changes.
I swear I saw Kip at the gas station the other day. Wasn't he dead last year?
I'm assuming he's had that mustache for a decade or more. I mean, he didn't really change much. Anyways, yeah, he's gonna have to maybe pay another $500,000 in fines on top of the $300,000, and he's gonna face up to 7 years in jail in 2 weeks or no, a week. This upcoming week, he's being sentenced. So.
Well, yeah, it's a bad crime faking your death to avoid $100,000 in child support. So, yeah, I mean, they're going to throw the book at old Kiff.
Yeah, I imagine they just have to have that kid sitting in the courtroom.
Right. Yeah.
If the judge is a father, that's the full.
Yeah,
he should have just kids again.
Yeah, he should have gone a different route on that one. That's tough.
Yeah.
That's tough for the whole family.
Yeah.
All right. Is that it on the ghoulish stories, Mark?
That's it. That's all I got.
All right. Surprise, surprise, our friend of the program, congressional hopeful Billy Football Cotter may join. I just sent him the link to pop on for the end of the show if he's able to join. If he's not, we'll still catch up with him later. And in the meantime, I need to show you guys the highlights about the bloopers from the eclipse, okay? So there were some sad ones, like I said. I'll just rip the Band-Aid off with those. A doctor, she was traveling to the eclipse in New York. She fell out of an Airstream trailer on the road. So that's
what?
That's tough. R.I.P. R.I.P. to Dr. Monica.
Was she leaning out of the trailer? Or?
Yeah, she was. She was traveling. It was being towed by a truck. Wes was telling me before the show, you're not really supposed to ride inside the trailer being towed by the sure she was inside the trailer.
Is that a Boeing trailer?
Whipped open. Airstream. Brand new. 2024. So bad for everybody all around.
Got into trailers and it's already not working out.
Yeah. Yeah. No, not Boeing's fault this time. RIP, Dr. Monica.
Yeah.
Another real, pretty sad one. I'm going to go to the saddest, the funniest. A Florida woman named Taylin Nichelle Celestine. She checked out of her, or sorry, she's a Georgia woman staying in the Florida Panhandle. She checked out of her hotel on the day of the eclipse. And then she said, God told me to go on a shooting spree. And then so she did that. And so the 22-year-old then shot out at least two other drivers. Like, she was driving her car. She shot through the window and at least two other drivers, one of which is in the hospital, hopefully making a full recovery. And so she told the cops and the hotel workers, you know, this is, I'm doing it because I was told by God to perform a shooting spree during the eclipse.
So that was eclipse. So.
You would have think God would have picked someone with a better shot.
You would have thought so, right? And yeah. So it didn't go great. Didn't go great for her and the people she shot.
She's insane. In the eclipse.
Yeah. On to funner ones, though, and what may be a fairy tale for some and potentially a nightmare for others. Over 300 couples mass eloped under the total solar eclipse in Russellville, Arkansas on Monday. Couples from at least 25 states dropped everything to elope directly under the total solar eclipse.
Interesting. You know that they're going to have some freaky sex the night they elope on eclipse day.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Congrats to all the happy couples who are having the freaky sex. Probably still. And that's a solid start for any marriage that's going to rely heavily like on crystal energy, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Get married under.
I think anal's in play on eclipse elope day.
Anal's in play every day. If you go to a mass elopement, I think. Mm-hmm. I would guess.
Yeah.
And that's a reminder to everybody to reach out to Hard Factor Mark for all your wedding officiating needs and Hard Factor Wes for all of your wedding video and photography needs. And thank you to all the listeners who have invited us to your weddings this year. But sadly, it's really more of a wedding working season for us at Hard Factor with the inflation and the kids. So
that's right.
We will try to remember to send gifts in our stead.
But I do give discounts for Tuesday weddings. So next eclipse that happens on a Tuesday and you get married, hit me up.
Yeah, there you go. Just save some money.
Or Monday.
The View. What's that, Wes?
Or whatever day the eclipse was yesterday. Monday? Tuesday?
Monday, the 8th.
Monday.
Yeah.
Monday. We'll the next eclipse is in like Portugal or Spain.
2044 in the U.S., so it's going to be a while. But
yeah,
we'll be
in the
ready.
U.S., it's a while, but you can go over to Europe for the next one's like 6 years or something.
I saw a picture of an old newspaper on Facebook from like 77 or something. And it was the last time the eclipse, total eclipse happened or something. And it was like next eclipse 2024. It was kind of cool. See the old newspaper talking about the eclipse that happened.
Oh, they got it right.
Yeah. I was impressed. The calculations were correct.
Nice.
Yeah. No, it turns out, Mark, that you can sort of calculate when those things are going to happen.
Right.
Cause it's just like science and astrology or astronomy or whatever. And the View co-host, Eric's got a million seeing the next.
Yeah,
next
what year was that, Eric?
2024, yeah.
Yeah, but what year was the newspaper? 1970 something up there at the top?
79? I can't really see at the top of the paper.
Oh,
99. Yeah, that makes sense.
25 years. Right. I mean, it's all right.
Yeah.
No Nostradamus, but you can calculate when these things are going to happen, just like the cicadas. But the View that show, co-host Sonny Hostin and Joy Behar were blaming both the cicadas and eclipses on climate change before being corrected by Whoopi Goldberg, who is aware of basic science, on Monday. And I've got the clip, but it's just exactly how I described it to you guys. So I can show it to you if you need to see it, but.
I like watching these idiots be incorrect.
You have to play it now.
Yeah. You want to see it? Okay,
you
here
have to
it
play
is.
It now.
The View on eclipses and cicadas.
leaving. We've got a solar eclipse. We've got the earthquake. She ran down the hallway.
The rapture is here.
The rapture's here. And then also I learned that the cicadas are coming.
Cicadas.
Cicadas.
Although I love
for the first time in like 100 years.
There's two different kinds of cicadas.
Two different times are coming.
The good cicadas and the bad cicadas.
But for the first time in many, many years.
No, every 17 years this happens.
Well, that's not what I read, but maybe, you know better. But
in a way.
Say all those things together would maybe lead one to believe that, you know, either climate change exists.
That's more
or something
point.
Is really
or the earth is returning.
Earthquakes are not at the mercy of climate change. It's underground. No,
it happens. And the eclipse, they've known about the eclipse coming because eclipses happen.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, Whoopi's right. I mean,
you all are fucking idiots.
Yeah, Whoopi's right. You can easily, calculate when the next eclipse and also the next cicada brood.
Cicadas and the eclipse are because of climate change.
Yeah, no. So she's just Sunny Huston's just out there and where the fuck? What? I don't know. I mean, it just took one person who was at all aware of basic science to.
If Whoopi wasn't there, that would have been incredible.
Yeah, they should have shut Whoopi up. The producer should have let her go.
Let her go.
How did that sunny lady hurt her wrist? By slapping her hand on her palm 50 times a day?
Right. Yeah. Her mind is blown constantly.
In her head.
And just her wrist suffers for it. That paper was from 1970, Ohio. So very, very impressive, actually.
Okay.
Much longer. And potentially, guys, the biggest blooper of all from the total solar eclipse on Monday. Have you seen the viral total testicle eclipse meme video that's going around the internet?
No.
Somebody texted it to you on a thread, probably.
No.
I think it's Tommy Lee's nuts, right? He posted it to social before taking it down. He claims it's not his nuts. He says it's somebody else's nuts. Somehow this viral clip. Oh, and Congressional Hopeful has joined us. We'll bring him on in just a second. But somehow this viral clip made it to Mexican network news on RCG Media. Check it out.
Desde las 11:09 de la mañana, completamente a oscuras, estaría Mazatlán.
So they're showing eclipse footage.
Durango, Gómez Palacio.
Wes's photo is better than this.
Where it's going to be.
Nazas también en el municipio de Durango.
Yeah. Durango's going to have them. Yeah.
Monclova.
Here it is.
Musquis, donde está tu familia.
It's pour it out. But those are testicles.
I saw the hair.
I made it straight on to network news in Mexico, RCG Media. And they say that it accidentally aired that clip of the testicles. Of course, it was unblurred when it originally aired on their channel. After they asked for viewer eclipse content, and then obviously they didn't screen it, or they have the funniest editor of all time. And then it got on their channel.
Testiculos.
Yeah.
Exactly. Tommy Lee. Hey, Tommy Lee.
I hope that was what the editing team was, just going nuts, screaming Tommy Lee in the back. But
oh, shit.
I think it's probably just absent-mindedness, but hopefully just a funny, funny ass editor. Anyways, let's not beat around the bush anymore. Let's welcome to the show Congressional Hopeful for, I think it's District 3 in New York, replacing George Santos. We're, of course, talking about Bill Cotter, also known as Billy Football from Barstool Sports. Billy, welcome to the show.
What's up, guys? Thank you so much for having me.
Billy. Yeah,
thank you. What's up, Billy? Candidate Cotter.
How's my audio rolling?
Good. You sound fantastic, and you
amazing.
Look great.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I ghosted you guys yesterday. I felt terrible. I was trapped in the mountains. I was one of the suckers that went to go see the eclipse and thought that it would
be. Did you have fun?
I thought I was the only smart person to go up to Vermont against the path of totality, but turns out there was another hundreds of people.
You were totality wrong.
Probably like thousands. Yeah.
Apparently that was the best place to see it, was Vermont.
It was insane. I'm telling you.
Listener Tater Tot sent us one from the Adirondacks. Looks incredible.
Dude, that's nothing compared to Vermont.
That's Vermont's even hot. Wow. Impressive.
Dude, Vermont was when it hit its totality, everyone took off their glasses because they could look at it without hurting their eyes. And you could really experience the whole thing because the whole landscape was black and there was just this ring in the sky and my dog went absolutely nuts. All the dogs were going nuts. They were like freaking, like they knew something was wrong. And it was just this 45 seconds before it all just, the light started to come back. And I was like, if I had seen this in like 1600, right, or if I was like some Aztec or Mayan, I would have started sacrificing everybody just because like, yeah, I didn't know what was going on.
Sure.
Like I was like, we got to please the gods because they're mad. They it took kinda... away the sun for 50 seconds and they might take it away forever.
Right. That was a warning shot. Exactly. Yeah.
It does explain bloodletting and stuff like that a little bit more, right? Like you can understand where they're coming from.
For sure. You don't want it to happen again. Yeah.
That's terrifying. Right.
Yeah.
No sun. So
like,
so,
if I didn't know it was coming back, I would promise whatever I worship to, please make sure it comes back. I'll do anything.
I would go see it again. I'm a big eclipse guy now. We were in the totality two in Austin, although we had a lot of cloud coverage, but it's a little bit different than a partial eclipse.
Mark, you partied in your socks. You
did. I was grounded, almost grounded. I didn't know I had to take my socks off. I was half grounded. Yeah.
So, Billy, or should we call you Bill today? What's the protocol?
Call me Bill, please.
Okay, Bill Cotter here. Congressional hopeful Bill Cotter running in District 3 of New York it's against some no name that you got a primary against in the Republican side there. Won't even say his name. I think it's a Z or something. But you're running to replace Santos there. And so I got, that's his district. That's a district that George Santos was in, right?
So Santos was removed from Congress and there was a special election to replace him.
Right. There's an in-between person.
Mozzie Phillips and Tom Suozzi duked it out. Tom Suozzi won. He's the incumbent. It's pretty stacked primary. We got four opponents besides myself. Mike Lepetri, Jim Toes. Jim Toes.
Have we dug Jim up Toes. Some dirt on those on these guys yet? Are we slinging some mud yet?
Just a little athlete's foot, but okay. Yeah, nothing else
for sure. So, yeah. Billy, why politics? Have you always wanted to run, or was there something that triggered you into action specifically?
Honestly, just when it's gotten to the point where I'm just like, hey, wait, there's a much better way to handle a lot of this. That's a bad point. And I feel like a lot of Americans are thinking that as well. And a lot of people in New York's District 3, especially a lot of people in New York's tri-state area. So, I mean, why not? I mean, if the founding fathers made it, they crafted the Constitution under the premise that someone like me could run now at 25 years old.
True.
I mean, might as well give a good old try. I mean, what's the... You know, the worst thing that happens is I'm able to get the issues, some awareness for the issues that I care about, that a lot of people my age care about. And, you know, hopefully some of the other candidates address them. If not, I'm going all the way.
What's your campaign slogan, Bill?
Common sense.
Okay.
Guys need houses. Guys can't buy houses.
Guys can't buy houses was the big line that stuck from the Fox interview.
Yeah, I try to make sure my vernacular was congressional, but that slipped out.
No, I like it. Guys can't buy houses.
Yeah.
Yeah, guys can't buy houses. Guys can't buy houses. It's the best thing. It's the best one. Yeah, I think it's fantastic. That's why it stuck. How are you going to make the guys buy houses again? We're going to make sure
you know, guys and girls can buy houses. We're just going to make sure that single family houses go to are prioritized for single families and not large institutions who are buying them all up and, you know, renting them back to single families and then just preventing people from achieving the American dream of owning their own home.
Bill Cotter versus system. Yeah. I love it. So real quick though, if you don't win, which we think you will you change the name back to Billy Football? And a side question related to that, is podcaster listed as your current profession on all the filing documents?
That's a good question. So I didn't have to put down my profession. Okay. It's surprisingly easy to enter into a race. The beginning part, I learned the FEC filings. You can accidentally run for Congress just like trying to figure out how to do it.
Did you need signatures though, or like a certain amount of people to back you?
No, you just need to go to FEC.gov, register where you want to run and what district for what. And it's surprisingly, you can get yourself in trouble there because you then get on the permanent record and have to send in all your financial statements and everything. So
I got a question for you, Bill. Who's in the right? Is it the Jews or the Muslims? No, don't, I'm just kidding. Don't answer that. Don't answer that.
It's a tough one.
Don't answer that one, Bill.
Okay.
Now don't we'll even give, think we'll about
give,
it, Bill.
We'll give congressional.
You're thinking about it too Bill long, Bill.
Pass on that one.
No, I'm, yeah, I'm, wow. I'm
the pause says a lot.
Who are you giving those houses to?
The pause says more than the words. You know, thank you so much, Billy, for joining us. And in fact, this is not your first time on the podcast for everybody who doesn't know. The first time you joined us was when you had frogs in the aquarium, right? Like,
yeah.
The berserker, what was it? The berserker cave?
The bunker.
Yeah.
Dude, COVID was wild.
Can we get a couple reps before you go?
Still got those frogs?
Yeah, dude. I could, honestly, there was a lot of haters saying that I couldn't bench two patties.
They think you can't do 225?
Yeah, they were like, why would we elect this congressman who can't do 225? I did, you know what? This is the worst time to actually rep out 225 because I've just already repped out 225 several times.
Shit.
All right. Well,
if you want me to rep some out, like I can give you five. I don't know.
Where are you going to post the video of ripping out? Yeah, let's see it. Let's see five reps at 225 just so the people know.
All right.
You can really push two plates around.
Yeah. No other congressman can do this.
Yeah, I'd like to see Santos. Very few. I'd like to see Santos do this.
Very few. Santos definitely not. And we were going to prepare some AI images of you and drag, Billy, but Bill Cotter. Left it out. Here he goes.
What if he
He's looking strong on the rack.
What if he can't get it back?
Oh, wow. Pension for common sense. There. Yeah. Rep 1, 2, 3. Oof. 4.
Short work of that.
5.
Yeah. There you go.
Now, hey, anybody in District 3, New York, who's watching that, you know Bill Cotter is he means business.
That was a message from Mr. Toes. All
right, fellas.
He's gonna go. Hey, one last one. That was incredible. You look very strong, ready for the race, Bill. One last one. I did reach out to PFT, you know, since he does know you a little bit, and I asked him any questions that we must discuss about your policy, and he said, ask Bill if he stands by his kill every deer policy. Now, we need to hear that one, and do you stand by it?
Honestly, that one sticks.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who are pissed off in the district about the deer population.
Okay.
And I will run with that one. That will be
deer genocide.
That's a hot button topic because on that part of the Long Island Expressway, there's been 100 deer-related incidents.
That's terrible. That's terrible.
You know, some are pretty bad.
You got to keep them off the expressway. You got to keep them off the expressway for sure. So
I think we should definitely look into relabeling deer is what's the word I'm looking for? A pest species. Mm-hmm. So
there you go.
Invasive species?
Well,
they're not invasive, right?
They're not invasive, but they're definitely they're still pests.
Yeah.
Okay. If all year round hunting. If we reclassify that,
we
can start, you know, taking the measures needed.
I like it. Well, I also love venison, so I think it's a fantastic idea. Everybody, that is Congressman hopefully elect Bill Cotter in District 3 in New York. Lovely. Bill, tell everybody how they can support the cause if they want to help.
Please go to BillCotterForCongress.com. Don't read my issues there. Donate if you can. We're coming out with merch soon. We're going to have yard signs, bumper stickers, nice buttons. Those are going to be collector's items one day. Mm. You know, yeah. I saw some Kennedy for Congress stickers going for millions of dollars. So, you know,
you should make a sign that says something like, I would have put this sign in my yard, but I can't afford a yard.
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
These dudes can't buy houses. Guys. Yeah. Yeah, dude. Guys.
And send us a few buttons for the show.
The thing is, the guys can't buy houses. I don't think that anyone like in District 3, it's hard. You know, there's so many NIMBY planning commissions we need to start disincentivizing NIMBY planning boards.
Yeah.
Not in my backyard builders. Like these communities are just, we need to build more housing.
There's a shortage, all kinds of problems out there with with
BlackRock, Blackstone, State Street. Give our houses back.
Don't get us started on those guys.
Yeah. We're pissed too, Bill. Thank you for going to battle with them on behalf of the people. Thank you for joining the podcast. And everybody out there, most importantly, have yourselves a great fucking day.
Yeah. No, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Okay, now get out of here.
That's
right
a little
now.
Rough, right?
No. See you later. Yeah.